boys, here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please.
In color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer. It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And that means I'm Daffodil.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week as we hang out here in the bunker, just watching TV, digging out the cheese, and other lazy things as we watch out and take care of all the vehicles here in the bunker before their owners come.
They're coming soon.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I hear there's a pickup party happening.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
They asked me to bake a cake. That's how I know.
I see. And you're going to do that?
Oh, of course.
Oh, huh. Yeah, okay.
I get much better tips if I bake a cake.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. Does anyone have to wash and wax?
Oh, no, no, no. The cars are clean.
Okay. I thought we'd have to call Mr. Miyagi.
No, cars are clean. Wax on, wax off, no.
Good. Good. I just want to make sure on that one. Anyway, on the show this week, we're going to get a little tipsy. Well, not really. Not really. Some of the songs, maybe. Songs and night traps for the man of no distinction as we drink along with Irving. I know. No, I said, yeah, it's an album, okay?
I know, and I'm laughing because you said night traps instead of night caps.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Because you think liquor is a trap, so I get it.
As well, in the celebrity slip-up, you may not know him, but man, I'll tell you a little bit about Bernie Hamilton as his character of Captain Dobie on the 1970s television series Starsky and Hutch. He cut an album, he cut a record, totally opposite to his character.
Okay.
To sum it up in a nutshell. But we're going to go Hawaiian, starting off the show with Hawaiian Moon shortly by, can you pronounce that?
Moki Kahui and his orchestra.
Thank you. But we're starting off with Pineapple and Coconuts by...
the same guy.
On...
Cheese Please.
Thank you.
keep a radio with you so your ears can see.
Cheese.
With Moki Kawai and his orchestra and Hawaiian Moon. And before that, Pineapple and Coconuts by the same guy, Moki...
Kahua.
Thank you. I'm glad someone...
I may not be right, but it's close.
Okay. Either way, that's the closest we'll ever get to Hawaii because, you know, we can't drive the van over there.
No, I can't hold my breath that long.
No. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And we're focusing on an album, Drinking Along with Irving, Songs and Nightcaps for the Man of No Distinction. And you can tell them a little bit more about that, Daffodil.
There is so little out there about this album other than I can tell you the album cover is horrendously bad.
Oh, really?
Yes. And when you listen to it, you become confused about why it even exists. This is a review from online.
Okay.
This is supposedly a parody album meant to parody songs of the time that glamorized alcohol consumption.
Yes.
Also trying to be a style parody of corny 50s pop music. But we're so far removed from the style of music that was relevant, it now just plays like it's a totally unironic and generic album.
Oh, okay.
And the parody doesn't really work very well either, according to this guy. So we'll have to make our own decisions.
What's he know, really? Come on.
He just said, the only reason I wrote this review is to record that it is really an album that exists, and it is not good.
Well, it's not good. That's why we're playing it.
Exactly.
We got Rick Mayer and the Fosse a little later on with Dying for a Dry Martini. Shortly, though, you'll hear Robbie Lester, who narrated children's records at one point for Disney, doing Domestic Wine. But we're starting it off, Make It a Chocolate Soda. Jeff Stevens on
Cheese, Please!
It's after 2 p.m. and I'm a shipping clerk. I know I'll lose my job if I don't get back to work. My lunch hour's up at 2. Still I'm gabbing here with you, but I simply gotta spout until you throw me out. So make it a chocolate soda, but hold the whipped cream. Oh, please play number 9. It's a favorite of mine. It's a disc of Lawrence Welk's. We first heard it at the Elks. 'Twas at a member's dance, and I met her there by chance. And the thing that knocked me dead was the pretty way she said, make it a chocolate soda with lots of whipped cream. So the following year I bought her 1,000 sodas. Our love began to blossom and to grow. But she gained 100 pounds, and with my little sports car, one of them simply had to go. Well, I'm sure you know the rest. You probably have guessed. And listen to me, Jim, if you know a girl who's slim, you can tell her I'm always here about this time. And if she plays it smart, she's bound to win my heart by ordering chocolate soda, but hold the whipped cream. But hold the whipped cream.
Pleasure is just a click away, with radio as your guest. There's no quicker way, so click away. Radio does the rest.
Cheese.
I never yearned for faraway places, to distant lands I never longed to roam. When I want to see strange looking faces, I can see so many of them at home. Let my sophisticated friends call me idiotic when I say I don't care that for anything exotic, domestic wine, and your heart pressed to mine, though the tumblers are plastic, the way I feel is fantastic. It must be you or Muscatel, weaves a wonderful spell. Just the sight of that label, and I'm a mink trimmed with sable. Beaujolais leaves me bored and blasé, and the song of surrender you sing won't be encored. But deep within, something under my skin is out to you when we share Manischewitz's concord. Domestic wine makes my soul feel divine. For a vintage domestic can make a peasant majestic, something splendid and fine is exclusively mine. When my lips are tasting yours, and domestic wine.
Please, with Robbie Lester and Domestic Wine.
Good bongo action on that one.
Isn't it? And before that, Jeff Stevens and Make It a Chocolate Soda. And we continue with our tributes. Rick Maver. I had to look there for a minute. And the posse is dying for a dry martini on...
Cheese, Please.
Dying for a dry martini. Dying for a dry martini. We're like the dusty plain, dying for a drop of rain, while we're dying for a dry martini.
Martini, martini.
My horse is parched and dehydrated.
Dry.
He has to be rejuvenated. He says to me, oh sport, you and I could use a snort. Yeah, we're dying for a dry martini.
Martini, martini.
I'm the fastest draw the West ever saw. Every outlaw is feared of this dead eye. Get a big bounty in yonder county, but I can't stand that Dodge City red eye, 'cause I'm dying for a dry martini. Dying for a dry martini. The desert sun is mean with no gin in your canteen when you're dying for a dry martini.
Dry martini, dry sagebrush
is all that the eye can see. Without even the sign of an olive tree.
Please, Rick Maver and the Posse. I think Thurl Ravenscroft was in there. That
kind of has that kind of tone, yeah.
Mr. Grinch. Thurl Ravenscroft, of course, sang that one, too. Dying for a dry martini. Martini.
Martini.
Martini.
Martini.
Yeah, that's when you have a...
Martini on the TV?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I created a new word. Wow.
It's a portmanteau word when you rub... Shove two other words together and make a new word.
There we go. Okay, and as we end off our tribute to Drinking Along with Irving, Songs and Nightcaps for the Man of No Distinction, and definitely a lot of parody songs on that album. My name is Snarfdude.
I'm Daffodil, and it's time for this.
And now it's time for the Keys, Please.
This guy played a hard-nosed cop, co-star on the television series Starsky and Hutch back in the 1970s. Hard-nosed, no-nonsense, yeah, type of guy.
Yeah, that was his last big role.
Really?
He only played four more roles after that, and his last role was on The Love Boat in 1985.
Wow.
Yeah, he left acting altogether to go into the music business.
Yes, Bernie Hamilton was his actual name, but he played the character on Starsky and Hutch by the name of Captain Harold Dobie. And he takes his character and decides to record an album, including a song we're about to play. As a matter of fact, you know, this hard-nosed cop, you think he'd be into, like, something hard-nosed, hard rock, or just no-nonsense type music, right?
You would think.
No. He decided to have his countryside come out.
Which is kind of odd, but yes.
Yeah.
Considering the album's actually called Captain Dobie Sings the Blues.
Well, no, there's another album that says Captain Dobie Sings Country, I believe.
Oh, my.
Yes, and this is an original song that he did,
okay.
I believe, or at least co-wrote. It's called Haulin' Hay on the Freeway. Yeah, rustle up, partner. Right here on...
Cheese, Please.
This good old boy got a cute little honey. She works real hard and saves my money. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. When I get paid, I buy some corn. She likes to ride and blow my horn. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. She's a hauling hay. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. One of her chores is to cut the grass, pick up and buy some gas. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. Cute little honey said, shove your money. She got up tight and left last night. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. She's a hauling hay. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. Hauling hay, she's a hauling hay on the freeway. Fat back drippings, watering flower, love for me, done gone sour. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. Girl, I'm the only man you have. Why you wanna treat me so goddarn bad? She's a hauling hay on the freeway. She's a hauling hay. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. All these years she gotta be joking, telling me to catch the first thing smoking. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. Didn't take a thing, not even a token, but she upped and caught the first thing smoking. She's a hauling hay on the freeway. She's a hauling hay. She's a hauling hay on the freeway.
Also known as actor Bernie Hamilton, and Haulin' Hay on the Freeway, which is totally the opposite of his television series character on Starsky and Hutch. I know, I've been watching them here in the bunker. That's how I knew who this guy was, Daffodil.
Yeah, and it's interesting because he really didn't do much in his acting for years.
Okay.
He got noticed finally in a film called One Potato, Two Potato about an interracial marriage.
Right.
And then he eventually came to be the Starsky and Hutch guy.
Wow.
But before all of that, he was also an impresario.
Really?
Yeah, starting in the late 60s, he ran a nightclub art gallery called the Citadel de Haiti on Sunset Boulevard.
Wow.
So, and then he started his own record label, Chocolate Snowman.
That's just a crazy name.
I know,
but it's catchy, too.
It is.
There you go. My name is Snartoot.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have wound our way to the end of yet another episode of Cheese Please.
How do we do that every week?
I'm not sure, but it happens.
Have you any success in getting the dog to speak on the air yet?
No.
Keep trying.
He's licking my microphone, but he's not talking.
Oh, darn. Well, maybe we can do it. I'm just flipping it off. Here it comes.
I was just about to tell you to go do that.
I did it.
Without prompting. Very good.
Here it is. Oh, wow. Look, the Carter family from 1928. Can you believe it?
Well, 1928 was a year.
Keep on the sunny side. There's a positive outlook, don't you think?
I think that's a fabulously positive way to end the show.
Until next week, folks. Until next week.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarfdude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarfdude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.